Hello, I'm Z.S. Caravalla from ZK Research, and welcome to this Tech Target Ask the Experts podcast. I have a question in front of me that asks, what type of architecture best supports an SD-WAN deployment? Now, this is an interesting question, and I'm guessing the question is regarding, is there an optimal architecture for an SD-WAN? The answer to this really is no, but I'll give you a few points to help you make the best decision for your environment. It's important to note that architectural flexibility is one of the benefits that an SD-WAN has. Traditional legacy WANs were built with a single architectural model that everybody had to use called a hub and spoke. In a hub and spoke network, all the critical services were used were deployed in the data center or the hub, and all the branches connected over the WAN link or the spokes. That meant all traffic had to traverse these things, and bandwidth was used very inefficiently as backup connections could only become active if the primary network failed. So in a sense, businesses were paying for twice the bandwidth that they really needed. While not optimal, this worked okay because, as I said, all the critical resources like applications and data were in the company data center, and the network was really optimized for that. Now, fast forward to today, it's maybe 30 years from when this architecture was developed, and everything's changed. We have far more use of cloud, far more use of peer-to-peer traffic, and this is what's driving the need for a different type of architecture for an SD-WAN. Now, there's a much higher level of direct internet traffic and mesh traffic because of the use of cloud and peer-to-peer. Now, doing this can make the environment much more complicated as there's more connections to be made. Luckily, most SD-WAN solutions can be managed through a centralized GUI instead of having to do everything from a command line and touching every box. Also, things like meshing can be done dynamically. For example, with a video call, let's say you had two people in two different branches wanting to do a video call. Historically, all that traffic would go through the spokes, through the hub, and back up the other spoke, and that was kind of an inefficient way to do it. You can set up a policy now that states, if I'm doing a video call, dynamically create a tunnel between the two locations, and once the video call is done, then tear it down. So again, we're not architecturally setting up a fully mesh network, but we're setting up the capability to automate the mesh connections when we need them. So for the question, is there an architecture that best supports an SD-WAN deployment, or what's the best architecture? There really is no best architecture per se. Every organization is going to be different. The key is to understand what the WAN traffic patterns look like. For example, how much cloud traffic there is, how much voice, how much video, branch to branch, peer to peer, mobility, and other factors there are. Then you use that traffic, those traffic patterns, to build the optimal architecture for your enterprise. And again, that architecture is going to change over time. So you want the ability to be able to manage centrally, dynamically create things that are automated. So keep in mind that you need to watch how things change and adjust accordingly. It's a good idea to actually study traffic patterns probably quarterly. So I hope that was helpful. And you know, as you go about architecting your network, understand that it's going to change. And really, no matter how you architect it today, there's no real right answer. But if you have the right policies, the right dynamic network connections being created, then the architecture in a way will follow the applications. That's ultimately what you want.